Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 30, John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy remains one of the most infamous serial killers in American history. His crimes, which spanned the 1970s, revealed a horrifying double life that shocked the world. By day, he was a respected businessman, community figure, and even performed as a clown at children's parties. By night, he was a sadistic murderer who preyed on young men and boys, luring them to his home, torturing them, and ultimately ending their lives. The discovery of his crimes in December 1978 revealed a level of brutality that continues to haunt criminal investigations and psychological studies of serial offenders. Born on the 17th of March 1942 in Chicago, Illinois, Gacy's early life was marked by an abusive relationship with his father. His father, an alcoholic, regularly belittled and physically abused him, considering him weak and failing to acknowledge any of his achievements. Gacy struggled with his identity from a young age, suffering from health problems and bullying. Despite this, he worked hard to build a life for himself, eventually attending business school and moving into politics, where he sought to establish himself as a respected member of society. In the 1960s, Gacy married and moved to Iowa, where he worked for his father-in-law's fast food business. Outwardly, he seemed like a man on the rise, but underneath, his dark desires were beginning to emerge. In 1968, he was convicted of sexually assaulting a teenage boy and sentenced to 10 years in prison. His wife divorced him, and he was left disgraced. However, Gacy's manipulative nature came into play, and he managed to convince authorities that he was reformed, securing his release after serving only 18 months. Following his release, he returned to Chicago, determined to rebuild his life. He started a contracting business, became involved in local politics, and even entertained children as Pogo the Clown at parties and charity events. His ability to charm those around him allowed him to avoid suspicion for years, even as young men began disappearing at an alarming rate. He preyed on runaways, young men seeking work, or those he tricked into believing he was offering them a better life. Many of his victims were lured to his home with promises of jobs in his construction business. Once there, they were subjected to unspeakable horrors. Gacy's method of killing followed a disturbing pattern. He would often handcuff his victims under the guise of a magic trick, then render them helpless before torturing and raping them. Most were strangled to death, their final moments spent in terror. After killing them, Gacy buried the majority of his victims in the crawl space beneath his home. As the number of bodies increased, he ran out of room and began disposing of remains in a nearby river. For years, Gacy was able to continue his crimes undetected, partially due to his respectable image and his involvement in the community. He even had his photograph taken with First Lady Rosalynn Carter at a political event, a chilling reminder of how he hid in plain sight. However, suspicions began to mount when 15-year-old Robert Piest went missing in December 1978. Piest had mentioned to his mother that he was going to meet a contractor about a potential job, but never returned home. Investigators quickly connected Gacy to the boy's disappearance, leading to a closer examination of his activities. As police investigated, they discovered a pattern of missing young men linked to Gacy. Eventually, a search warrant for his home was granted, leading to the gruesome discovery of human remains beneath his house. The scale of his crimes became clear as investigators uncovered body after body, ultimately identifying at least 29 victims buried on his property. Several more were found in the nearby Des Plaines River, bringing the total known victims to at least 33. The trial of John Wayne Gacy in 1980 was one of the most shocking in American legal history. His defence attempted to argue insanity, claiming that he was not responsible for his actions due to severe mental illness. However, the sheer organisation of his crimes and the chilling details of his confessions suggested otherwise. He had kept trophies from his victims, methodically disposed of bodies, and continued to live his outwardly normal life while carrying out horrific murders. The jury took less than 2 hours to find him guilty on all counts. He was sentenced to death. Gacy spent 14 years on death row, during which he showed little remorse. He painted in prison, giving disturbing self-portraits of his Pogo the Clown character to collectors. He gave interviews, attempting to downplay his crimes or shift blame onto others, but the evidence against him was overwhelming. On the 10th of May 1994, he was executed by lethal injection. His final words were reportedly, "Kiss my ass," a defiant remark that reflected his lack of remorse even in his final moments. The legacy of John Wayne Gacy remains one of horror and disbelief. His crimes highlighted the dangers of trusting appearances, as he had successfully presented himself as a respected member of the community while committing acts of unspeakable cruelty. His ability to manipulate and deceive made him one of the most terrifying serial killers in history. Psychologists have analysed Gacy's actions extensively, attempting to understand what drove him to such brutality. His abusive childhood, struggles with his sexuality, and need for control have all been cited as factors. However, many believe that no single explanation can account for the level of sadism he displayed. Unlike some serial killers who acted impulsively, Gacy's crimes were calculated, methodical, and sustained over years. His case also had a significant impact on law enforcement, leading to improved procedures in missing persons cases. The failure to connect the disappearances of numerous young men sooner highlighted gaps in police work at the time. Advances in forensic technology and criminal profiling have since made it more difficult for such crimes to go unnoticed for so long. Decades after his execution, Gacy's story continues to be a source of fascination and horror. Documentaries, books, and films have explored his crimes, trying to piece together how he was able to operate undetected for so long. While his victims were young men whose lives were brutally cut short, his name remains one of the most infamous in the history of crime. The case of John Wayne Gacy is a stark reminder of the darkness that can lurk behind even the most ordinary of facades. His ability to live a seemingly respectable life while committing monstrous acts remains one of the most disturbing aspects of his story. Though he is long gone, the horror he inflicted continues to be remembered, serving as a cautionary tale about deception, cruelty, and the limits of trust. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.